Good morning, my friend. So good to be with you again. Yesterday, we started in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and we're going to read it again, and we're going to look at the second description of Jesus Christ, who is God, and what it says there. In Isaiah 9, 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So here we see a wonderful description of Jesus, but he is God. So this is a good description of the Trinity. And the second description here of the Son who is given to us is Mighty God. In Jeremiah 32, 17, it says, "O Lord God, behold, you yourself have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you." What a wonderful promise and description of God, that there is nothing that is too difficult for God. So I want to leave you with 3 points this morning. That number one, Jesus' power is at work in you. In Philippians 2 verse 13, it says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." So God is at work within you. And when my heart is postured toward him, the Bible says that he works in me to will and to do his good pleasure. So you can trust in the fact that God is working and his power is at work within you. In Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31, it says, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary." The word "youths" there is talking about an Olympic athlete, somebody who is the best of the best, even though they grow tired. "And young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." So God can empower you even when you feel weak. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, Paul was coming to God and he's saying, "Man, I can't do this, I'm weak." And God says, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." When you are weak, you can trust that God is at work on your behalf. And thirdly, you can know that Jesus' power is at work through you. In Acts 1:8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." So God's power will come on you so that it can flow through you. In 2 Corinthians 2 verses 4 and 5, Paul writes, he says, "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power." You can trust in the Holy Spirit's power. Why? So that your faith might not rest in men's wisdom, but on God's power. God wants to work through you, and his power wants to manifest through you. So God is at work within you, God is at work for you, and God wants to work through you by his power. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.